Chapter 6, Common Irrational Beliefs and Self-Talk, Nurturing Irrational Beliefs. People resist changes to their irrational beliefs. Some people defend, nurture, care for, and feed their irrational beliefs. Chapter 5, Uprooting Our Irrational Beliefs and Self-Talk, describes how to successfully dispute and uproot irrational beliefs after detecting and identifying them. In this chapter, you'll learn 11 common irrational beliefs and self-talk statements to detect and uproot. Secondary emotional problems, how to avoid them, and types of cognitive distortions and thinking errors which cause emotional problems. Major musts and hot links underlie other irrational beliefs. Irrational beliefs and self-talk cause us considerable anxiety, anger, and depression. Core irrational beliefs are the three major musts and shoulds and the five hot connecting links. As you read, recognize these underlying musts, shoulds, and hot links cause additional irrational beliefs, including the 11 common irrational beliefs, cognitive distortions, and thinking errors. Let's briefly review musts, shoulds, and hot links since they are fundamental to our other irrational beliefs and are so basic in causing unhappiness. Three major musts, irrational self-talk. Number one, I must. Number two, you, he, or she must. Three, the word and the conditions under which I live must. Must nots, absolute should nots, oughts, and have to are all harmful beliefs and self-talk statements when used as absolute demands or on oneself, others, the world, and the conditions under which one lives. An easy, annoyed physician believed, I have to be the best in everything I do. An exhausted mother believed, I gotta be perfect mother all the time. Five hot connecting links connecting our major musts to our emotions. Number one, condemnation and damnation. Wishing your punishment and ruin on yourself or others results in anger direct towards yourself or others. You bleep bows and you sob are examples. Number two, I can't stand it. It is. I can't stand any discomfort, anxiety, anger, or depression. I can't survive or be happy at all if I have to endure these feelings. I absolutely refuse to accept feeling uncomfortable. This irrational self-talk causes LFT, low frustration tolerance. Number three, awfulizing. This situation is more than 100% awful. It is HTA, horrible, terrible, awful. Horribilizing, terribilizing, and catastrophizing are similar to awfulizing. Number four, I'm worthless. I'm no good at all. Low self-acceptance, LSA. Low self-esteem and depression result from this irrational self-talk and thinking. I'm no good, RP, rotten person, is an example. And number five, always and never. He, she, or the situation will always be this way and will never change. When you are upset, look for hot links in your self-talk. The five hot links connect must and shoulds to our emotions. These irrational beliefs, hot links, must shoulds, if not uproot or managed, will create unhappiness, anxiety, anger, depression, and self-defeating behavior. Use CIA, IA to remember the hot links. CIA, IA code for hot links. C, condemnation and damnation. I can't stand it. It is. A, awfulizing. I'm worthless. A, always and never. 11 common irrational beliefs. Rational emotive behavior therapists have identified 11 commonly held irrational beliefs and self-talk statements. By holding on these irrational beliefs, individuals cause themselves considerable anxiety, anger, depression, other kinds of emotional distress. These beliefs are responsible for much self-defeating behavior and failure to attain important goals. Most of the 11 common irrational beliefs to be described shortly, are caused by the underlying major must, absolute shoulds, and five hot links. People in most all cultures upset themselves in endless ways by demanding that the world be the way they want it to be. Strive for positive change in your life and in the lives of others, but don't unduly disturb yourself by escalating your wishes and preferences into absolute demands coupled with hot links. Know how to soothe your emotions when you are upset. Reflect on the following illogical ideas and then select three or four which come closest to applying to you. At an emotional level, which three or four irrational beliefs are you most tempted to endorse? For additional practice, think of various individuals you know in which these irrational beliefs do you think a particular friend, coworker, or relative might believe. Make note of the irrational beliefs which in part might apply to you. Work at disputing and uprooting those beliefs causing you to feel anxious, angry, and depressed. 11 irrational beliefs and self-talk statements. Number 1. It is a dire necessity for me to be loved or approved by almost all others who are significant to me. And if I am not, as I must be, then it's awful. I can't stand it. I'm worthless. A young psychology professor once told me, it came as a real shock to me when I found out that not all my students liked me. Emotionally, he eventually accepted his discovery after a period of time and continued being an effective teacher who was liked by most of his students. Typical consequences: low self-acceptance, low self-esteem, anxiety, depression. Rational alternative beliefs: I prefer to be liked and approved by most people who are significant to me. Knowing that everyone doesn't like or approve of me isn't awful. I can't stand it, and I can still feel worthwhile. It isn't reasonable to expect everyone to approve of me. I have little control over how other people think and feel. Number 2, I must be thoroughly competent, adequate, and achieving in all important aspects in order to be worthwhile. I must be 100% competent in all important areas, and if I am not, as I must be, it's awful. I can't stand it. I'm worthless and I should be condemned. Typical consequences: anxiety, depression, low self-acceptance, low self-esteem, procrastination. Rational alternative beliefs: I am a perfect, fallible person who has both strengths and limitations. I will work towards improving myself. There are things I do well. I can learn from my mistakes and from the hard knocks of life. Number 3. The world must be fair. People must act fairly and considerately, and if they don't, they are bad, wicked, villainous, or incredibly stupid. They should be severely blamed and punished. The world and others must be fair. If others are not fair, it's awful. I can't stand it. And they should be condemned and damned. They will always be that way, and they will never change unless they acknowledge that they are bad, wicked, or stupid. Typical consequences: anger, rage, seeking of revenge. Rational alternative beliefs: I'd prefer that others and the world be fair and reasonable, but life often isn't fair. When possible, I will press others to behave fairly. Some people believe that they must always act fairly and do the right thing, and they severely blame and condemn themselves for not being perfect. They need to forgive themselves, to regret their behavior, and to work towards doing better in the future. If they are unable to forgive themselves, they may develop considerable guilt and depression. Number 4. The world must be easy. It's awful and terrible when things are not the way I very much want them to be. Things must be the way I want them to be, and they are not. It's awful. I can't stand it. The world could be damned and condemned. I'm worthless, and I'll never be happy. Typical consequences: depression, anxiety, anger. Rational alternative beliefs: I'd prefer that things go the way I want them to go. Sometimes things go my way, and sometimes they do not. Then, when things don't go my way, it's inconvenient or bad, but not awful. I don't like it, but I can stand it. I can't always control events around me. I can mainly control my beliefs and self-talk about those events and thereby control my feelings to a large extent. I can desire, pray, work towards serenity, calmness, to accept, to tolerate without demanding it must not be. The things, my practical problems, adversities, and resistive emotional problems, I cannot change, courage, determination, to change the things, my practical problems, adversities, and emotional problems, I can, and wisdom, to know the difference. Correct straight A, B, C thinking. A, activating event, activates triggers. B, beliefs and self-talk. Causes. C, consequences, emotional, behavioral. Number 5. There isn't much I can do about my anxiety, anger, depression, or unhappiness because my feelings are caused by what happens to me. Believing that other people, events, and situations mainly cause one's feelings is irrational. Crooked thinking. This kind of thinking is known in the next illustration. Crooked AC thinking. A, activating event, causes, C, consequences, emotional and behavioral. It is difficult to control one's emotions, however, it's less difficult after SOA shows you specific methods and techniques for doing so. Typical consequences, unhappiness, emotional turmoil, fear and panic resulting from one's emotions and behavior seemingly being out of control. Rational alternative belief, what I believe and tell myself about events and situations mainly causes my feelings. Number 6. If something is dangerous or dreadful, I should be constantly and excessively upset about it and should dwell on the possibility of its occurring. One woman frequently stayed alone because her husband had a job requiring travel. She usually didn't check to see what her doors were locked at night, saying she was too scared to check. Fear and irrational beliefs prevented her from taking reasonable precautions. Typical consequence, anxiety, fear, worry, difficulty sleeping, mental exhaustion. A related irrational belief is as follows. Many situations are dangerous, physically threatening, or holding a high likelihood of rejection by others, and I must constantly be alert to avoid dangerous situations. Rational alternative beliefs. Most potentially dangerous situations don't actually occur. I can be cautious and control dangerous events to some extent. I can handle and adjust to the bad things I cannot change. Number 7. It's easier to avoid and to put off facing life's difficulties and responsibilities than to face them. It's awful, and I can't stand the frustration of dealing with situations and hassles that I should not have to deal with. Difficulties and hassles should be condemned and damned. Typical consequences. Procrastination and guilt result. Small problem turns into large problems. One feels overwhelmed with multiplying difficulties. One's major goals become jeopardized. Self-defeating behavior results. Often anxiety and depression result. People who believe number 7 frequently have low ability to bear frustration. A related rational belief is as follows. I must get really upset or angry before taking action to correct a difficult, unpleasant situation. I must wait until a difficult situation becomes tolerable or until I get really upset before I do something about that situation. I have to wait until I can't stand it anymore before I contact a noisy neighbor, ask for a change in my job or for a raise, tell a friend I don't like the way he or she treated me, get my children to improve their behavior in public, talk to the teacher about my grade, exchange defective product. Rational alternative beliefs, dealing with responsibilities, hassles, and chores is a part of life. Attending to problems in their early stages is inconvenient, but hardly awful. I can stand dealing with problems as they occur. Number 8. I'm quite dependent on others and need someone stronger to rely upon. I cannot run my own life. I must have someone stronger to depend on, and if I don't, it's awful. I can't stand it. I'm worthless, and I always be miserable. I'm helpless, and I can't function without considerable help from others. Typical consequences. Dependency on others who are not dependable is meeting one's needs, anxiety. Rational alternative beliefs. I would like for others to guide and support me, but it's more realistic to rely upon myself. I can learn to be more independent. Number 9. My past history mainly causes my present feelings and behavior. Things from my past, which once strongly influenced me, will always strongly influence me. Typical consequences. The person who maintains this self-belief may be awash in unpleasant feelings and emotions and give up trying to improve those feelings and emotions. A related rational belief is as follows. When a person is emotionally disturbed, there is almost always a specific cause in the person's past. When that cause is found, understood, and dealt with, the person will no longer be disturbed. One's past, especially traumatic events and severe childhood stress, is important and can contribute to a person's current disturbance. However, repeatedly re-indoctrinating oneself with irrational beliefs, some of which are conscious and some unconscious and some from childhood, is what mainly disturbs a person. The person who is upset needs to identify and uproot the irrational belief causing emotional upsetness. In therapy, an individual holding the irrational belief related to number 9 often finds that he does not feel better after discovering the presumed cause of his emotional problems. Rarely is there a single distant hidden cause which is reasonable for an individual's high level of anxiety, anger, and depression. The cause of one's emotional distress usually lie in one's continuing rational beliefs and self-talk. Therapy can help to detect and dispute these beliefs and lead to improved mood and behavior. Psychoanalysis and parts of the media and popular culture have fostered the belief that once an individual has been strongly influenced by a traumatic event, especially an event occurring in childhood, the person will always be strongly influenced. Most, but not all, people recover from traumatic events. Emotional recovery from traumatic events is undoubtedly related to what people believe and tell themselves about the traumatic event. Long-term continuing trauma in childhood, which has repeated sexual abuse or a childhood devoid of love and nurturing, can have powerful negative influence on developing children. However, most children from this background do go on to develop normally as adults, although they retain some bad memories. Individuals from a tragic childhood who believe that people from a tragic childhood usually have emotional problems in adult life are at increased risk for developing emotional problems. Rational alternative beliefs. My current feelings and behavior are controlled more by my current beliefs and self-talk than by distant events occurring many years ago. Some parts of my past are unpleasant, but I can learn to live with them. And I have learned from these experiences, I can learn ways to be less upset from unpleasant parts of my past. Number 10. I must become very anxious, angry, or depressed over someone else's problems and disturbances if I care about that person. Others whom I care about must not be significantly troubled and miserable, and if they are, they absolutely must not be. It's awful. I can't stand it. I'm worthless, and it will always be this way. I must not be happy knowing that others are miserable. Typical consequences: anxiety, depression, and anger. Our unhappy person asked, how can anyone be happy while there is so much tragedy in the world? It's true that there is a lot of misery in the world and bad things often happen to good people. It's one of my values to help others and to work towards building a better world. However, a person can become so emotionally upset over the misfortunes and problems of others that he becomes dysfunctional in his own life and ineffective in helping others. I love mother so much. Away at college, Mike was miserable because he loved his mother a great deal, and she was deeply depressed. Like, Mike spent much time thinking of something that would show his mother how much he cared. I love mother so much. If I died myself and left her a letter saying how much I care for her, then she would know how much I love her, and she would know that I understood what she was going through. Mike was continuously re-indoctrinating himself in irrational belief number 10. Although he wasn't clearly aware of it, he was also saying to himself, Mother must not be depressed and despondent, and if she is, as she is absolutely must not be, it's awful. I can't stand it. I'm worthless, and she will always feel miserable. After several therapy sessions, Mike became aware of how maladaptive his irrational beliefs and thoughts about possibly ending his life were. He started managing his emotions better, and he developed a rational plan for providing his mother with emotional support. Rational alternative beliefs. I am concerned and saddened when bad things happen to others, and I will work towards helping them if I'm able. However, the misfortune and unhappiness of others cannot directly cause me to feel extreme anxiety, depression, or unhappiness. When you are upset, look for the must. Look for the should. Number 11. There is a right and perfect solution to almost all problems, and it's awful not to find it. There should be a right and perfect solution, and I must find it. If not, it's awful. I can't stand it. The problem should be damned, and there will never be any solution. Typical consequences: anxiety, anger, and depression, constantly thinking about problems. Rational alternative beliefs. I don't like problems without perfect solutions, but I can live with them. I can influence, but not entirely control, my world, which is complicated and often frustrating. Unfulfilled preferences, wishes, and desires can make us miserable. Absolute demands must and shoulds can. 11 common irrational beliefs causing emotional distress. Number 1. It's a dire necessity for me to be loved or approved by almost all others who are significant to me. Number 2. I must be thoroughly competent, adequate, and achieving in all important respects in order to be worthwhile. Number 3. The world must be fair. People must act fairly and considerately, and if they don't, they are bad, wicked, villainous, and incredibly stupid. They should be severely blamed and punished. Number 4. The world must be easy. It's awful and terrible when things are not the way I very much want them to be. Number 5. There isn't much I can do about my anxiety, anger, depression, or unhappiness because my feelings are caused by what happens to me. Number 6. If something is dangerous or dreadful, I should be constantly and excessively upset about it and should dwell on the possibility of its occurring. Number 7. It's easier to avoid and to put off facing life's difficulties and responsibilities than to face them. Number 8. I'm quite dependent on others and need someone stronger than myself to rely upon. I cannot run my own life. Number 9. My past history mainly causes my present feelings and behavior. Things from my past, which once strongly influenced me, will always strongly influence me. Number 10. I must become very anxious, angry, depressed over someone else's problems and disturbances if I care about that person. Number 11. There is a right and perfect solution to almost all problems, and it's awful not to find it. Secondary additional emotional problems to avoid creating them. A secondary emotional problem is further upsetting and disturbing yourself about being upset and disturbed. For example, suppose that on Monday morning you are to give a speech or presentation at work or school. All weekend you obsess, worry, and upset yourself about giving this brief speech. This obsessing, worrying, and upsetting yourself is the primary emotional problem. You observe your emotional upsetness, and on Sunday you tell yourself, I must not get so upset about giving a simple speech, and since I am so upset, I'm worthless. I should be condemned and damned. I'll always be this way, and I'll never improve my speech making. The emotional consequences of this irrational talk is depression on Sunday. Sunday depression becomes a secondary additional emotional problem. Sunday depression is a secondary emotional problem because it comes second and follows the primary emotional problem of worrying about giving the speech. Technical talk. The ABC view of our secondary emotional problem is as follows. Anxiety and worry about a scheduled presentation on Monday became an activating event. Beliefs and self-talk include, I must not get so upset without giving a simple presentation, and since I am so upset, I'm worthless. I should be condemned and damned. I'll always be this way, I'll never improve. The emotional behavioral consequences include Sunday depression and feelings of worthlessness. Note, the major musts and hot links are also active, generating secondary as well as primary emotional problems. ABC, view of our secondary emotional problems. A, activating event, observing your emotional upsetness. Activates triggers. B, beliefs and self-talk. What you tell yourself about your observed emotional upsetness. Causes. C, emotional and behavioral consequences. Anxiety or depression about your observed emotional upsetness. What are other examples of secondary emotional problems? If you are depressed, primary emotional problem about something, you further depress yourself. Secondary emotional problem about your depression. You must do this by saying to yourself, only a weak and worthless person becomes depressed, and since I am depressed, I am really a weak and worthless nothing. If you are an anxious and fearful primary emotional problem about taking a math exam, you further upset yourself by becoming depressed. Secondary emotional problem about your math anxiety. Upsetting yourself about being upset, creating secondary emotional problems. I've gotten very depressed about my phobias, and lately I've become anxious about my depression. Be careful what you tell yourself about your unpleasant feelings. Don't create additional emotional problems for yourself. When you become anxious, angry, and depressed about a situation, be careful that you don't further upset yourself about being anxious, angry, depressed. When upset and distressed about something, listen to what you are telling yourself that upsetness and distress. A good way to determine if you have a secondary emotional problem is to ask yourself, how do I feel about being depressed or anxious? What does that say about me that I often have trouble feeling depressed? Secondary emotional problems are very common. Avoid creating one for yourself. Learn to soothe your emotions rather than creating second set of negative emotions. Useful self-talk to combat feelings upset about having emotional problems. I'm not a perfect person. I'm fallible with strengths and weaknesses, just like other people. I will try not to further upset myself about my upsetness. The road to major failures in life is paved with rational beliefs and self-talk. To strengthen out your emotions, first strengthen out your beliefs and self-talk. Cognitive distortions and thinking errors to avoid. Cognitive distortions and thinking errors further explain how people needlessly upset themselves. The terms cognitive distortions and thinking errors have the same meaning, but many therapists prefer the term thinking errors because it sounds less intimidating. Cognition refers to thoughts, beliefs, and self-talk. When your thoughts and self-talk statements become distorted and full of errors, we cause ourselves major emotional distress, such as continuing anger and irritableness. We all make these thinking errors to greater or lesser extent, but people who habitually make these errors cause themselves considerable misery and anguish. Let's take a look at those automatic thoughts and thinking errors which cause so much emotional distress. An automatic thought is a rapid, spontaneous mental interpretation of an event or situation, with the interpretation leading to an emotional response. Automatic thoughts are like beliefs and self-talk statements in that they are spontaneous and only partly in our conscious awareness. Many of our automatic thoughts are irrational. Irrational automatic thoughts lead to cognitive disorders and thinking errors. They're errors and misinterpretations of events and situations and cause irrational emotional responses and exaggerations of emotional responses. For many people, these cognitive distortions and thinking errors constantly repeat themselves and cause self-defeating behavior and emotional problems. They block our happiness and intensify our anger and depression. These thinking errors limit our ability to understand the feelings of others and to manage relationships. With effort and study, we can learn to be aware of our automatic thoughts. More importantly, we can learn to control them and limit their negative impact on our emotions. You can attempt to discover if you are making certain thinking errors by studying alone, with the help of a therapist, or with the assistance of a therapy group. If there is no evidence supporting the validity of a particular thought, you need to repeatedly and forcefully attempt to persuade yourself that the thought is false, thus reducing the influence of that thought on your emotion, mood, and behavior. The following section introduces common types of cognitive distortions and thinking errors. Which of these 10 thinking errors might you be making? Cognitive distortions and thinking errors. Number 1. All or nothing thinking. You see an event, situation, or person as either black or white with no shades of gray. When competing at school or work, if he doesn't come in first, an individual might believe he is a failure. Number 2. Overgeneralization from bad events. You take one bad example or event, generalize from it, and believe that all of the similar examples or events will also be bad. Number 3. Negative mental filter. Filters in only negative examples. You thinking only accepts the negativity examples of something. Consequently, all that you see or remember are the bad examples or experiences. Number 4. Disqualifying positive examples. You quickly discount, reject, or minimize positive examples of something. For example, a depressed parent might think that her positive qualities as a parent really aren't important and should be considered or counted. Number 5. Mind reading others' thoughts. We impulsively interpret someone's reaction to us as negative and believe that they don't like us without evidence for this judgment. This is a jumping to conclusions. Fortune telling and predicting bad events. We impulsively predict that an event or person will disappoint us, and we act accordingly without evidence for this prediction. This is jumping to conclusions. Number 6, magnification or negative examples. This is magnifying the importance of bad event, mistake, or personal characteristics. A woman may have a small, barely noticeable blemish on her face and exaggerated its importance. Minimization of positive examples. This is minimizing the importance of positive events or personal success. A depressed child may earn all B's in school and then claim my classmate could have done it. Or the depressed child parent might say any child could be easily get a B. Number 7. Emotional reasoning overrules logical reasoning. This reason with feelings alone and without logic or evidence, a person might feel unappreciated and unloved by her family when in fact her family appreciates and loves her. Other examples of this thinking error include, I feel deeply depressed, therefore I must be worthless. I feel angry at her, therefore that proves is treating me badly. I'm afraid of the gerbil, therefore it really is dangerous. Number 8. Shoulds and musts. You make demands on yourself, others, and the world, or the conditions under which you live. Using absolute shoulds, musts, and nots and oughts, you demand that others and the world give your way and give you what you want. Number 9. Negative labeling of self and others. This is calling yourself or others' names as a failure, a screw-up, an idiot, a loser, or a bleep. Do evaluate your behavior, but avoid calling yourself any other people names in your silent self-talk. Also avoid the hot link of condemnation and damnation. Number 10. Blaming only oneself, blaming only others. This is giving total blame either to yourself or to others to some bad event, most unpleasant events are caused by a combination of factors. Cognitive distortions and thinking errors. 1. All or nothing thinking. 2. Overgeneralization from bad events. 3. Negative mental filters in only negative examples. 4. Disqualifying the positive examples. 5. Mind reading others' thoughts and fortune telling. 6. Magnification or negative examples and minimization of positive examples. 7. Emotional reasoning overrules logic reasoning. 8. Shoulds and musts. 9. Negative labeling ourselves and others. 10. Blaming only self or blaming only others. Soil analysis. 3 major musts and 5 hot links. The 3 major musts and 5 hot links provide fertile soil for 11 common irrational beliefs, secondary emotional problems, cognitive distortions, and thinking errors. The 3 major musts and absolute demands on oneself, others, and the world. They include I must, you, he or she must, the world and the conditions under which I live must. Must also includes must-nots, absolute shoulds, should-nots, and oughts. The 5 hot links, which combine with the 3 major musts, include condemnation, damnation, I can't stand it, it's awfulizing, I'm worthless, and always and never. When joined together, the major musts and hot links create 11 common irrational beliefs, secondary emotional problems, cognitive distortions, and thinking errors. All these irrational beliefs produce intensified anxiety, anger, depression, shame, excessive guilt, and jealousy, and envy. Main points to remember. The 5 hot links, condemnation and damnation, I can't stand, it is, awfulizing, I'm worthless, always and never, when combined with musts and shoulds, can cause continuing emotional distress. You see, IA to remember the hot links. From the hot links, musts and shoulds grow 11 common irrational beliefs. Review the 11 common irrational beliefs. Ask yourself of the 11 irrational beliefs, which 3 or 4 are most likely to apply to them to some extent. Be careful what you tell yourself about your anxiety, anger, or depression. You could be causing yourself a secondary additional emotional problem. When you are upset, look for the must, look for the should. Unfulfilled preferences, wishes, and desires make us miserable. Absolute demands must and shoulds can. Cognitive distortions and thinking errors are irrational thoughts which cause emotional distress and maladaptive behavior. Test your understanding of chapter 4, 5, and 6. Turn to chapter 12 and complete part 2 of the quizzes and exercises.